Hi everyone, I am here and I'm going to talk about interplanetary wheels. It's a project that I have been working with in the last few months. It aims to distribute software more resiliently, and to be more specific, we are talking about Python packages. Currently, the main way to get your Python software is to install it from PyPI, while there are several other ways to get your Python software, such as getting it from the distros or from Anaconda. Distro packages are not something that most developers really use, and Anaconda is not really free software, so let's not consider these alternatives for the moment. So one of the main problems with the PyPI is that we are trying to tackle is the centralization, which make it a single point of failure. Like when a PyPI undergoes an outage, Python developers simply cannot get the packages they need in time. Another problem with centralization is that having checksum and URL from the same origin is not really secure. Another problem with the PyPI is that whenever you install a package with pip, it has to resolve the dependency, which is an expensive computation, yet it is not future proof. Last but not least, with despite being centralized, PyPI is not curated. Anyone can upload their package to PyPI. This means the repos is prone to typo squatting or malware, which is a problem that JavaScript developer has suffered with the Lepus incident, and more recently the Faker.js or the Color.js incident. As for outages, it is not unprecedented. In fact, it has been at least twice. Each lasted for hours, which roughly affected Python developers. So Python developers have come up with some workarounds, such as pinning dependency, though this often lead to conflicts. Or they can replicate checksum hashes, though this is a quite cumbersome thing to do. And or they can run their mirror. But this requires handpicking packages for the project, and none of these solutions promise for package integration, and whenever you want to upgrade your software, it's a very hard thing to do. So our approach is to cherry pick the package from PyPI. This is kind of like how packaging is done for Linux distribution. More importantly, we want to decentralize this repository. So how do we build this repository? We implement Python Simple Repository API, which is a standard defined in PEP 503. It requires an HTML view of directory like tree, where the wheels of each package is stored inside its own folders. And as for how we store this repository, we use IPFS. It's a peer-to-peer network, so that there will be no single point of failure. The content addressing is done in a global namespace, so clients are each IPFS client is a organic mirror. IPFS use MacroDoc, so like given an parent CID, we can be sure that the try contents are not tampered with. Finally, IPFS has an HTTP gateway with a directory tree in HTML, which is conveniently suitable for our Python repo API. Storing repos is on IPFS is not a unique idea from us. In fact, There have been attempts to make OpenBSD mirror and a Pacman mirror on IPFS. So with the technical decision, we came up with a floating cheese, which are often found in the flying circles. It's a more serious name is interplanetary wheels, which implement simple API and on IPFS, as I said before. Moreover, we have some other properties such as making it a platform unique and making the wheels platform unique and singly versioned in a downstream repository, which is kind of like how this shows work. And we use it is used an declarative index, which is kind of like how packaging is done in Nix. So to implement interplanetary wheels, firstly we declare each package with this format, so this format can be subject to change in the future. We decrease this format from the metadata we get from PyPI, and after that we check the criteria we use for the singly versionness and the platform uniqueness. So after that, from the declaration, we publish the release on top of previous version to a single CID, and have if there is any package that are not updated, the same will be the if a package is not updated, it could be shared between the releases. This is thanks to how IPFS work. You can read from their website for more information. So how do you use use this wheel from our repo? First CD, we get the CID from our repo, and after that you set up an IPFS gateway, and then you configure your pip to download from this gateway, and after that you can use pip to install your the packages you need normally. It works out of the box. And in my own experience, installing package from interplanetary wheels is very super fast, thanks to clients, thanks to having not having to resolve the dependency, and also thanks to the caching. But more important is the security and reproducibility, which is important for resilience, because being always available, and the we can be always sure about the package integrity. We also so don't have to execute adjusted code from source distribution, and the package are all verified. Additionally, when you update a package, you only have to update one CID instead of updating versions for multiple packages and their hashes. And in the spirit of free software, reuse and collaboration is also important. When interplanetary wheel is make it easy to integrate your packages, and it also encourage us to contribute to upstream, and we also encourage users to self-host interplanetary wheels collaboratively. However, we are also not without these drawbacks. Currently, there are only two downstream maintainers, which is very few. Therefore, the package are also lacking reviews and testing. We also have only package only a few of them, only above 600, and about 100 of them are outdated. We also have on limited support matrix. So far, we only support AMD 64. It also likes mirror, so this is a matter of adoption. The when we get more popular, it will be naturally solved. In the future, to address the disadvantages, we plan to run the at least run the packet test suite, so to ensure that they work. And we also aim for reproducible views and environment self markers, which will help us to support more platforms. And finally, we also want to have more participants in our projects, so to resolve the lack of human effort. So you yourself can have by running a mirror, which is as simple as pinning the latest CID on IPFS, or you can contribute by packaging, and you can find more information at this link. We appreciate your question and feedback. Please send them at the mailing list or the matrix in our IRC room. I listed here. And thank you for listening.
Bo Kittle asked, have you also considered SunVMFS as an alternative to IPFS for easy global distribution? And do you know how they compare? It seems quite similar on high level.
I haven't heard of this file system before, but this seems interesting. Maybe I will look at this later. So I have overestimated my talk quite a bit, so it's quite a lot of time for QA. Is there another question? Some other questions?
Okay, also ask, do you also plan to expand to other software besides Python packages?
Sure. This method to distribute software can be applied for any kind of other software. Such as you can see, there has been attempt to package BSD package software for BSD over IPFS. So clearly, it can be done for other packages as well. I find it easier to self-host Python packages because it has a smaller size, like it's only a few gigabytes compared to visual packages, which are often in terabytes. As for packaging other kind of software, like maybe Rust crates or maybe rolling packages, is totally possible. But currently, we try to focus on one thing first, because as you can see, there are the project is still breaking news, and there are quite a few problems with that we try to address first.
Kenneth also asked that, do you take into account variation in Intel AMD processors, like separate wheels for system support AVX2 or AVX512?
This is so far, I haven't encountered any such cases, so I haven't considered that, to be honest. That can be quite a problem.
Thank you.